Christmas. It's the most wonderful time of the year. Nothing else gathers people so far and so near. Presents, family, candy canes, and reindeer reigns, the world unaware that it's he who reigns above all. Snowfall, deck the hall, let everyone prepare him room for Santa Claus. Nah, not Santa Claus, not more dead men with worms out their jaws. I'm not talking about an old man so jolly, not chestnuts and holly or children's new dollies. I'm talking about the Messiah to come, not a big-bellied old man, more majestic than an eagle's wingspan, not Muhammad or Buddha. Hallelujah, I'm preaching the Lion of the tribe of Judah. See, the Christmas story goes back farther than Ezekiel's dry bones, farther back than the River Jordan's 12 stones. Can't you hear it? Creation still groans for her king. Amen. Let all who have an ear come and hear the holy proclamation. A promise was made, a promise to put enmity between thy seed and her seed. The Father seeing an incessant need, the Word willing to bail us out from our own greed. A sinless and spotless lamb, because before Abraham was I am. The Alpha and Omega, the holy intercessor, the ultimate predecessor and our successor. The King of Israel is nigh, the enemy letting out a sigh, not knowing why the Savior would die to liberate us from our sin, the sin we gave in that broke our Father's heart. When all but seemed lost, when we got kicked out the garden like garbage got tossed, naked in fig's leaves, Eve still sewing his sleeves, all of creation still grieves, but God made us lambskins. That's Christ. The promise to Abraham when Sarah was barren, the bud to bloom, the rose of Sharon, that's Christ. When Joseph rescued Canaan from famine, take a moment to re-examine God's hands in it all, that's Christ. When Moses cried out, let my people go, and his face but did glow, that's Christ. He's the strength of Samson. He made Gideon the coward into a conqueror. He gives direction to the weary and lonely wanderer. He's the stone in the sling that David did fling at Goliath so mighty, he fell down so flighty, that's Christ. He was with us in the furnace. He cleanses us from impureness. He was bruised for our iniquities. Just read through these antiquities. The story is so clear that the birth of our Savior, so dear, is so near. Herod couldn't kill him. The Pharisees couldn't stop him. Satan couldn't tempt him. Death couldn't handle him. Pilate couldn't fault him. And the grave couldn't hold him. That's Christ. See, he was born to adorn, a thorn to be worn, a crown for a king with nothing. The veil was finally torn. No longer does creation mourn. From the womb to the tomb to the throne, our Messiah has gone off to prepare us a home. Praise God, no longer to roam. So this Christmas season, take a deep look and stop acting like life is just breezing. Because baby, it's cold outside in more ways than just one when you go your whole life without having known the warmth of the sun.